7th of September 1987, the Bee Gees with You Win Again got to number one in the UK, our second bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our second bit of music in our triple play from our music artist of the day, which is the Bee Gees. The bit of music got to number 75 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number 10 in Australia. And now here is our third. Here is the 7th of May 1969, the Bee Gees with Don't Forget to Remember got to number two in the UK, our third bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our third and final bit of music and our triple play from our music artist of the day, which is the Bee Gees. The bit of music got to number 73 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number 10 in Australia. Enjoy. Bromley Radio.
That you have left me.
7th of May 1969, the Bee Gees with Don't Forget to Remember got to number 2 in the UK, our third bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our third and final bit of music in our triple play from our music artist of the day, which is the Bee Gees. The bit of music got to number 73 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number 10 in Australia. Right, the time has now come, once again for...
Wheel of...
4 Tunes.
Your host,
my amazing producer Rachel. And what Rachel is going to do in a second is spin a spinning wheel here in the Bromley Radio Studio to yet again randomly select the next 4 years that I will choose 4 bits of music from. So like I said about 10 minutes ago, the spinner chooses the years and I choose the bits of music. And here she is now. Hello Rachel, how are you today?
Not bad, Joseph. How are you?
Oh, very excited, Rachel.
Oh really, Joseph? How come?
Well, Rachel, and this goes for you too, Bromley Radio listeners, in the not too distant future, there will be two new things that will happen in the second and final hour of Joseph's Double Golden Hour, which are called... Joe's Talk. And if there is even more time after that, there will be something else that is new called Joe's Did You Know? Yes, you did hear me correctly, Bromley Radio listeners. In the second and final hour of Joe's Double Golden Hour, we will start two new things called Joe's Talk and Joe's Did You Know? And what that means is in between each bit of music of this particular hour, I will just be talking to you about what I have been doing and what I've seen recently in not only, of course, Bromley, but actually anywhere. And if there is enough time after that, I will just say one small fact about the bit of music that I have just played.
Oh wow, Joseph, that sounds fantastic. But tell us, how did you come up with that idea in the first place?
Well, Rachel, that is a long story, as they say, one that is actually too long for this particular moment. And so as a result, I will talk about it with more detail after our second and final Wheel of Fortunes before our second Hear the Year. So for now, let us give it up one more time for my amazing producer, Rachel, Bromley Radio listeners. Anyway, Rachel, as always, would you do the honours and spin the second and final Wheel of Fortunes wheel for me?
Aye, absolutely.
Great. All right, Rachel, on the count of three. One, two, three, go! And as you can hear, people are cheering. Oh, it's exciting. And the wheel is starting to decrease speed and your adrenaline and heart rate is rising. And your ultimate dreams are all coming true. The fireworks in your brain are about to explode and it has nearly stopped. It is... It is 1975, 1965, 1984, and 1976. Oh, I love numbers. So here is 1975, Johnny Nash with Tears on My Pillow. Got to number one in the UK. Our fourth bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music did not chart in the United States of America. And the bit of music got to number 69 in Australia. Enjoy.
Bromley Radio.
I can't take it, I'm so lonely, gee, I need you so. I can't take it, oh, I wonder why you had to go. Cry.
love me to the very end. And I'll never forget when you walked away from me. You walked out of my life with my very best friend.
In 1975, Johnny Nash with Tears on My Pillow got to number one in the UK, our fourth bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music did not chart in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number 69 in Australia. And now here is our fifth. Here is 1965, The Four Tops with I Can't Help Myself, brackets Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, got to number 23 in the UK, our fifth bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart in Australia. Enjoy.
Bromley Radio.
The Four Tops with I Can't Help Myself, brackets Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, got to number 23 in the UK, our fifth bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart in Australia. And now here is our sixth. Here is 1984, The Eurythmics with There Must Be an Angel, brackets Playing With My Heart, got to number one in the UK, our sixth bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music got to number 22 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number three in Australia. Enjoy.
Bromley Radio.
Na, 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 na.
1984, the Eurythmics with There Must Be an Angel, brackets Playing With My Heart, got to number 1 in the UK. Our 6th bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music got to number 22 in the United States of America. And the bit of music got to number 3 in Australia. And now here is our 7th. Here is April 1976, The Real Thing with You To Me Are Everything, got to number 1 in the UK. Our 7th bit of music in our 10 in a row. And our final bit of music before our triple play from Here The Year. The bit of music got to number 64 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number 22 in Australia. Enjoy. Bromley Radio. April 1976, The Real Thing with You To Me Are Everything, got to number 1 in the UK, our 7th bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our final bit of music before our triple play from Here The Year. The bit of music got to number 64 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number 22 in Australia. Right, the time has now come, once again, for my amazing producer Rachel to join us again. And here she is now. Hello Rachel, please tell me, and of course the Bromley Radio listeners, how have you been since 20 minutes ago?
Fine, Joseph. But could you please tell me, and of course, the Bromley Radio listeners, how did you first come up with both these ideas, Joe's Talk and Joe's Did You Know, in the first place?
Oh yes, of course, Rachel, and thank you very much for reminding me. Well, Rachel, how I came up with Joe's Talk is because as well as playing the greatest bits of music of all time ever, what I also like doing is talking to people personally about either situations or genuine things that have happened to either me or someone else, with their permission, of course, or things that have happened in the media. So I thought, as well as having radio shows where in between the bits of music that I play, I talk about that specific bit of music, why not also have an hour where I do just that? And as I'm talking to the Bromley Radio listeners, I originally thought of Joseph's Talk, but then I was listening to Dave Edmunds with Girls Talk 1978. And as any Dave Edmunds fans who are listening will know, the two words Girls Talk in the Dave Edmunds version of Girls Talk are said both very quickly and quite a lot, like this. Girls Talk. And then it dawned on me that instead of calling it Joseph's Talk, I should call it Joe's Talk, as it is easier to say and remember. It's stuck, and the rest is music history.
Oh, fantastic, Joseph. Now, could you please give me a wee bit of information about Joe's Did You Know?
Well, Rachel, I thought after Joe's Talk, if there is any more time between the gaps between the bits of music, I thought why not just fill it up with one more fact about the specific bit of music that I have just played.
Great, Joseph. And?
And why the title Joe's Did You Know? Well, Rachel, the answer is simple. Firstly, it is my show. Secondly, it is a small fact that some of the Bromley Radio listeners may not know about that specific bit of music that I would have just played at that point. And finally, as the word know rhymes with Joe, it is very catchy, and just like the title Joe's Talk, it is easy to remember.
Well, Joseph, that sounds exciting. Well, Joseph, thank you so very much for giving not just me, but of course the Bromley Radio listeners, this wee bit of information about these new things that you will be doing in the second and final hour of Joseph's Double Golden Hour, called Joe's Talk and Joe's Did You Know.
And thank you once again, Rachel, for being with us on Joseph's Double Golden Hour on Bromley Radio. We will see you next time on Joseph's Double Golden Hour. But for now, let us give it up one more time for my amazing producer, Rachel, Bromley Radio listeners. Anyway, the time has come, once again, for Hear the Year. And like I said, what that means is that we're going to have three individual bits of music from three individual music artists that were all recorded in the same year. But what is the year? Well, that, my fine friends, is for you at home, or indeed wherever you are, to decide. And let us see, Bromley Radio listeners, if you get this one right and do the double. So let's get started. Here is Carl Douglas with Kung Fu Fighting, got to number one in the UK, our eighth bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our first bit of music in our triple play from Hear the Year. But what is the year? The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America, and the bit of music also got to number one in Australia. I wish you all the luck in the world and enjoy!
Bromley Radio.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them.
Carl Douglas with Kung Fu Fighting got to number one in the UK, our eighth bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our first bit of music in our triple play from Hear the Year. But what is the year? The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America, and the bit of music also got to number one in Australia. And now here is our second. Here is Bo Donaldson and the Haywards with Billy Don't Be a Hero. Did not chart in the UK. Our ninth bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our second bit of music in our triple play from Hear the Year. But what is the year? The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart or got to number 20 in Australia. Enjoy. Bromley Radio. Bo Donaldson and the Haywards with Billy Don't Be a Hero did not chart in the UK, our ninth bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our second bit of music in our triple play from Hear the Year. But what is the year? The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart or got to number 20 in Australia. And now here is our third. Here is John Denver with Annie's Song, got to number one in the UK, our 10th bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our third and final bit of music in our triple play from Hear the Year. year, but what is the year? The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number five in Australia. I wish you all the luck in the world and enjoy.
Bromley Radio.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me
John Denver with Annie's Song got to number one in the UK, wraps up our 10 bits of music in a row, and also wraps up our triple play from Hear the Year. But what is the year? The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number five in Australia. Well, I can tell you now that last time in Hear the Year, we had Billy J. Kramer with the Dakotas with Bad to Me, got to number one in the UK. We had the Ronettes with Be My Baby, got to number four in the UK. And then finally, we had the Chiffons with One Fine Day, got to number 29 in the UK, all in the year of 1963. And this time we had Carl Douglas with Kung Fu Fighting, got to number one in the UK. We had Bo Donaldson and the Haywards with Billy Don't Be a Hero, did not chart in the UK. And then finally we had John Denver with Annie's Song, got to number one in the UK, all in the year of, drum roll please, 1974. Yes, that was the year 1974. That was the year that Carl Douglas with Kung Fu Fighting got to number one in the UK. That was the year that Bo Donaldson and the Haywards with Billy Don't Be a Hero did not chart in the UK. And finally, that was the year that John Denver with Annie's Song got to number one in the UK. Another 10 bits of music next time on my Joseph's Double Golden Hour. But now the time has come, Bromley Radio listeners, for our next 3 bits of music, which, as I said earlier, could be anything. And this time, Bromley Radio listeners, we are going to have three bits of music from something called Nearly Music Artist of the Day. And what that means is that we're going to have three individual bits of music from three individual music artists, and we'll be going through in order absolutely every individual music artist from the 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s that only had a total of two UK number ones, not three, just to show you that just because they did not have three UK number ones or more, that they were not just as good music artists. So let us get started. Here is the first ever music artist that had only two UK number ones, not three. Here is the 9th of June 1952, Kay Starr with orchestra conducted by Harold Mooney with Comes Along a Love. Got to number one in the UK. Our first bit of music in our triple play from Nearly Music Artist of the Day. The bit of music got to number 9 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number 20 in Australia. Enjoy. Bromley Radio.
Everywhere you go, you feel invited. Comes along a love, suddenly every dream you had becomes ignited. You just begin to live. Comes along a love. Comes along a love, suddenly though you never sang, you're always singing. Comes along a love, suddenly chimes you never heard begin a ringing. Comes along a love, suddenly night and day your heart is highland flinging. You live and your love comes along love. I don't care how blue you're feeling now. You sparkle and you bubble, see each bluebird double. Comes along a love, suddenly petty little things no longer fail. Everyone around you seems to praise you. Comes along a love, suddenly you discover things that just amaze you. You just begin to live. Comes along love. I don't care how blue you're feeling now. You sparkle, yes, you bubble. Look out, you got a whole lot of trouble. Comes along a love, things no longer faze you. Comes along a love, suddenly everyone around you seems to praise you. Comes along a love, suddenly you discover things that just amaze you. You just begin to live and really love the day you live. Oh, well, you sparkle, you bubble, well, you're in trouble, 'cause mister,
the 9th of June, 1952, Kay Starr with orchestra conducted by Harold Mooney with Comes Along a Love. Got to number one in the UK. Our first bit of music in our triple play from Nearly Music Artist of the Day. The bit of music got to number 9 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number 20 in Australia. Now what I'm going to do every time we have something called Nearly Music Artist of the Day is I'm also going to ask and then tell you, just in case you did not already know, what was that music artist's second and final UK number one? Okay, here we go. So, Bromley Radio listeners, you have heard this Nearly Music Artist of the Day's first ever UK number one, but what was K-Star's second and final UK number one? It was K-Star with the Rock and Roll Waltz, 1955. Yes, that was K-Star's second and final UK number one. K-Star with the Rock and Roll Waltz, 1955. And K-Star's version of the Rock and Roll Waltz was actually even more successful than her version of Comes Along a Love, 1952, as it not only got all the way to number one in the UK, but it also got all the way to number one in the United States of America. And as a result, it also became K-Star's most successful ever number one. Here is a small bit of it.
Run to an engine. It's good for your soul. It's old, but it's new. Let's do the rock and roll waltz.
And now Now here is our second. Here is the second ever music artist that had only two UK number ones, not three. Here is the 19th of July 1952, Eddie Fisher with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra and chorus with Outside of Heaven. Got to number one in the UK. Our second bit of music and our triple play from Nearly Music Artist of the Day. The bit of music got to number eight in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart in Australia. Enjoy. Bromley Radio.
I pass your house with misty eyes. There stands the gate to paradise. But you don't hear the heart that cries outside of heaven. You're happy there with someone new. Good luck to him, good luck to you. I count the dreams that won't come true outside of heaven. On your wedding day, I stood in the crowd. I could hardly keep. Lips have known, there goes the love I called my own. Why was I meant to walk alone outside of heaven?
The 19th of July 1952, Eddie Fisher with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra and chorus with Outside of Heaven got to number one in the UK. Our second bit of music and our triple play from Nearly Music Artist of the Day. The bit of music got to number eight in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart in Australia. So, Bromley Radio listeners, what other UK number one do you think made Eddie Fisher a Nearly Music Artist of the Day? Okay, here we go. It was Eddie Fisher with Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra and Sally Sweet with I'm Walking Behind You, 1953. Yes, that was Eddie Fisher's second and final UK number one. Eddie Fisher with Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra and Sally Sweetland with I'm Walking Behind You, 1953, which got all the way to number one in the UK and also got all the way to number one in the United States of America. And as a result, just like K-Star, Bromley Radio listeners, it also became Eddie Fisher's most successful ever number one. Here is a small bit of it.
I'm walking behind.
Now here is our third. Here is the third ever music artist that had only two UK number ones, not three. Here is the 22nd of October 1952, Perry Como with the Ramblers with Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. Got to number one in the UK. Our third and final bit of music and our triple play from Nearly Music Artist of the Day. The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart in Australia. So, Bromley Radio listeners, just like before with the last two bits of music, what bit of music do you think was Perry Como's second second and final UK number one. Alright, here we go. For the last time, well, for about 3 weeks at least, the answer is Perry Como with Magic Moments, 1957. Yes, that was Perry Como's second and final UK number one. Perry Como with Magic Moments, 1957, which got all the way to number one in the UK and got all the way to number four in the United States of America. Here is a small bit of it.
Magic moments when two hearts are kept.
Another 23 bits of music next time on my Joseph's Double Golden Hour. And don't forget, Bromley Radio listeners, the message from my amazing but shy producer Rachel, as always, is
just be as you are, or rather, just be yourself.
I hope to see you soon for more of the greatest bits of music of all time ever. I wish you all the luck in the world until then. Thank you very much for listening to Joseph's Double Golden Hour on Bromley Radio. And as always, enjoy.
Bromley Radio.
Let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights,
too many nights,
too many stars. Change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll